This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kiev will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian forces say they have conducted an organized retreat from a town in the eastern region of the Donbas, handing the Kremlin's forces a rare but modest battlefield triumph. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A Ukrainian military official says the army retreated from Solidar to preserve the lives of the personnel and that the soldiers have moved to previously prepared defense positions. Moscow has portrayed the battle for the salt mining town near the city of Bakhmut as key to capturing the entire Donbas. The accomplishment takes the Russian forces a step closer to Bakhmut, though military analysts say capturing Solidar is more symbolic than strategic. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. The U.S. House is showing its support for protesters in Iran. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution Wednesday expressing solidarity with people in Iran who have been risking imprisonment and even death to protest the country's theocracy. An immigrant farm worker in the United States was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of seven co-workers near San Francisco, the state's second deadly gun rampage, just 2 days apart, that claimed a total of 18 lives. The 66-year-old Chinese citizen and the lone suspect in Monday's massacre at two mushroom farms in the seaside town of Half Moon Bay was formally presented with seven counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder during his first court appearance. As Americans begin yet another year grappling with the senselessness of mass shootings, with California the scene of recent horror, a new report from the U.S. Secret Service found half of the country's mass attacks from 2016 to 2020 were sparked by personal, domestic, or workplace disputes. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The 70-page report issued on Wednesday examined 173 incidents where three or more people were harmed. The attacks targeted workplaces, schools, religious institutions, and public transportation, among other locations, killing 513 people and injuring 1,234. The attackers were overwhelmingly men. Mass shootings have become a regular occurrence in the United States in recent decades, but lawmakers remain divided on the solutions.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Google's parent company Alphabet said on Wednesday it believes the complaint from the U.S. Department of Justice accusing the company of abusing its dominance in digital advertising is without merit. Here's Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard.
Google on Wednesday said it will defend itself vigorously against the antitrust lawsuit filed a day earlier by the DOJ and eight states. The lawsuit seeks to break up the company's online ad business by forcing Google to sell its ad manager suite. Advertisers and website publishers have complained that Google, which is owned by Alphabet, has not been transparent about where ad dollars go, specifically how much goes to publishers and how much to Google.
That was Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard. And a group of 27 herders were killed Wednesday and several others injured in what police called a bomb explosion in central Nigeria, a region known for ethnic and religious tensions. An umbrella group representing herders said the bomb was dropped by a Nigerian military jet. You can find more on these stories and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.